There are, of course, a few questions that could be raised. The idea of selecting Boeing aircraft as the model for a free market future does perhaps arouse a slight bit of puzzlement. Boeing, as is well known, is a publicly subsidized corporation. It is a private corporation, meaning the profit is private, but the public pays for it. Boeing wouldn't exist if it weren't for an enormous public subsidy that comes through the Pentagon and through NASA and so on. When you fly a Boeing airplane, as I did this morning, you're flying a modified bomber. The technology and the research and the development and the avionics and everything else were paid for by the public, including the Boeing workers. And if indeed civilian aircraft is our, as it is, our major manufacturing export, and if tourism-related services are our major service export, that simply shows extensive public subsidy in which public funds are provided to what's called private enterprise for them to use to maximize the profit of their investors and owners and CEOs and so on. That's the model for the future. Actually, for the free market future. If you look a little beyond into the small print in the laudatory articles, you'll find that the decision of the Boeing executives these days is to carry out what the press call, what the New York Times, I'm quoting, calls job-creating investment. So that's nice. We want to create jobs with the funds that you give them, except that those jobs are going to be created overseas because it's much more profitable that way. As the Times put it, this is being done on a scale which would make the harshest critic of NAFTA wince if they knew about it. But fortunately, the people who are paying the bills, including the Boeing workers, aren't supposed to know about it unless they got to paragraph 83 of the relevant article in the New York Times.